USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jeffrey Epstein has committed suicide. With that story, here's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire who was accused of sexually abusing teenage girls, was found dead this morning. He killed himself last night in his cell in the Manhattan Correctional Center, where he had been held without bail since his arrest early last month on sex trafficking charges. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown has reported on him for over a decade.
Well, I'm pretty surprised, you know, that he had allegedly tried this before, so you would have thought that they would have been paying pretty close attention to him and had people really watching him. He should have been on suicide watch as it is, so it's kind of surprising.
Documents that were released yesterday by a federal appeals court in New York revealed former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew were all clients of Epstein, all of whom deny the accusations.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.